here at Microsoft, and I'm with Mark Freeman, who works with MS Dining, to give us all the lowdown. Mark, tell me about who MS Dining is and what you guys do.
Yeah, so MS Dining is a name for all of the restaurants that we have, the cafes that we have in Microsoft, specifically here in Redmond, but also across North America. We have about 43 cafes here in Redmond, 37 of these espresso kiosks, and it keeps us busy. We serve about 35,000 meals a day.
Wow. Now, we're at a place called The Commons, and you can see the Pike Place sign back here. Talk about the sign and talk about The Commons.
Well, so The Commons is a concept that was developed about 3 or 4 years ago, and we survey our employees every year. And one of the things that came out of the survey was related to variety. They wanted more variety in their dining experience. And so we started a program called Local Brands, which we bring local restaurants into our cafes. And they sell their wares, and we kind of gave them a space in the cafe to set up their products. And we found it to be real successful. And so when we started the design of The Commons, we actually looked at two things. One is helping our employees be more productive, and the other one is this local brands program, right? So we again surveyed our employees and found out that what are they doing when they're not working, right? So they're going to the post office, bike shop, or, whatever it is. And so, again, when we were designing this, we looked at those options to bring into this space. So we have 14 restaurants, all local brands. We, support the local economy. So you won't find a Burger King or a McDonald's or anything like that in here. And then also these retail spaces. There's 9 retail spaces. We have a bank, we have a post office, we have a bike shop, we have massage and hair salon. So, we kind of incorporated it all into the space.
So talk a little bit about a typical cafe. What do we normally as employees get when we go into a typical cafe? Because this isn't typical. There's only
right.
one, The Commons.
Right.
And then pretty much almost in every building, there's our own cafeteria.
Right, right.
So what is the experience there like?
So, we found out that our employees wanted variety in the space. So we have what we call the four staples. So we have a grill, a salad bar, pizza, and deli, right? And those are the four things that we have in all the cafes. And then we build around that, again, with our local brands. So we might have a Mexican theme or an Asian theme.
Also in the buildings, there's a couple of kitchenettes, which provide, everyone's always surprised when they come that we get free
yep.
milk and sodas
yep.
and juices. Explain sort of the philosophy behind that and how much we go through on a daily basis.
Yeah, so this is one of those kind of sacred cows that we deal with at Microsoft. I believe that it started back when Bill and Paul started the whole thing, and it was just kind of one of those perks that hung on. And now, like I said, it's a sacred cow. We can't get rid of it because it's just part of our culture, right? So we have about a little over 500 kitchenettes, one on every floor in every building. And we serve about 35 different kinds of beverages, milk, the Pepsis, the Cokes, the tomato juice, that sort of thing, in all of them. And then about 2 years ago, we introduced a new product called the iCup, or the Interactive Cup, which is a Starbucks product. You push a button, and within 96 seconds, you have a fresh cup of coffee. And this year, we introduced the Seattle's Best Coffee into it, so we have a couple different options with the iCup.
And then finally, there's also some, are there like Starbuckses or Tully's? There's also little coffee shops within a bunch of the buildings. What's that?
Yeah, so we have espresso stands in just about every location connected with the cafes. Most of them are Starbucks, but we have introduced, like here at The Commons, we have Cafe Vita. So we've kind of branched out a little bit from the Starbucks, but you can get all of your espresso drinks and fresh coffee if you'd like, and donuts and pastries and that sort of thing. But again, it brings variety to the space.
And it seems like you're definitely going in a more green, environmentally friendly. Since I've been here for 5 years, and we've sort of seen a progression of compostable
yep.
stuff.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about the materials used in those funny wooden spoons that we get to eat with.
Yeah, so that was an interesting story. But to kind of start out on a broad picture, again, about 2 or 3 years ago, we looked into this green option, and we worked with a company or an association, a nonprofit that's called the Green Restaurant Association, and they have a star system that they as you grow and get more green, you get higher stars. Currently, we're at 3 stars. There was 40 restaurants in the whole U.S. that became 3-star green. We happen to be one of those. The only corporate campus in actually the world that can say that. So we're trying to be ahead of it with green. You know, we do a lot with our disposables. As you talked about, we have disposable ware. It's all compostable. It's sent to Cedar Grove, which is a compost facility here in Seattle. But the story around the silverware is kind of interesting because we have conflicting things going on with the government versus the environment, right? And so the health department tells us that our soup needs to stay at 180 degrees Fahrenheit to you know, hold it at the right temperature. But our spoons and forks and knives melt at 160 degrees, okay? So we have this gap.
There were fun experiments happening in some of the
places. Yes, I know that. And so we brought in the wooden spoons just because they're also recyclable, and we brought those in to compensate for some of the discourse that's happened with the melting of the product. But the industry hasn't caught up with it, and we're actually, again, leading it. We're because of the volumes that we have, we're kind of creating a market. So we're working with other large companies to help, you know, get things going and have products designed and built, if you will, to help, you know, to get closer to these problems that we're running into.
So before I let you go, Mark, let's go over some fun MS Dining stats.
Okay. Well, I'll start out with the beverage program. There's, you know, we go through 24 million cups annually, which is about 2 million a month. About 5.4 million cartons of milk, 9 million cans of pop. We have 521 of these of kitchenettes, about 875 beverage coolers. I spoke about the iCup, which is 618 iCups, 565 microwaves, about 10,000 gallons of fryer grease around annually is what we go through. And what we do is we send it to a local facility, and they render it into biodiesel.
Oh, wow.
We're looking into some options of bringing back that biodiesel and putting it in our shuttle system here to be, so it's kind of a closed circle, if you will. In the back of the house, in our kitchens, we monitor how much food we're producing so that we can reduce the amount of waste we have, but we also separate all the compost from the recycle from what goes to the landfill. And actually been able to affect what goes to the landfill by about 50% so far, and we're still actually moving forward on that number. So, and our goal is by 2012 to be waste-free or to have zero go to the landfill. So we're really making some progress with that.
Mark, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, let's eat.